Testing 1 2 1 2. I think we're ready. Dr. Avila, give me a testing sound.
Testing 1 2 3. Testing. Love University.
Perfecto.
Here we are.
Man, it's another week, and today the advantage for us is like this day that we tape the episode is the fact that it's not hot here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. It's gloomy and nice, right?
Well, it's not a bad weather.
You don't like gloomy?
I like sunny. I mean, you know, I'm you know, from Miami, my family, of course.
You know, yeah, you got that Cuban in you.
Kiwanis, huh? Exactly.
Tú sabes.
But, you know, today we're going to talk about something very interesting. You know, it's called The Power to Relax. Using nature and other secrets.
Okay.
Because, you know, we live in a very stressful society. You know, we're always rushing around. You know, we spend most time in our cars or on our tablets.
Mm-hmm.
45% of Americans say they've been more stressed now than the last 5 years.
And that's because of the technology that's supposed to take away stress?
That's part of it, yeah. And the people are sedentary, right? They don't mm-hmm. exercise. They don't go outside. You know, they spend pretty much all their time in the house. You know,
right.
Only 10% of people actually spend much time outdoors. Most of the time we're in some cubicle or some house.
Yeah.
And 40% of Americans say their health actually is not very good.
Because of that, because yes. You're not maintaining the whole body. And once you realize, Dr. Avila, that your body is like, you know, like a car, you got to take yes. care of it. If not, it's not going to take that soul anywhere, man.
Definitely.
That's when things start changing, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, because your body breaks down and your mind breaks down too, you know, yeah. So there's a connection. The other thing that a lot of people don't realize is that our stress affects our children's stress. You know, people think children are happy-go-lucky, but actually children pick up that stress as well, that negative
yeah.
energy, and they start to overeat. You know, we have a lot of obese children in our society.
So because you're also eating, the kids see it as, okay, you know what, let's eat together.
Right.
Mommy and daddy are approving it. Why not?
Right. You know, it's a stress-related eating, right? People, you know, yeah. I work a lot with people who are depressed, and often that's what they do, right? They eat.
Yeah.
You know, and then they become overweight, and then they get health problems. And then, you know, kids become bullied, you know, for being overweight, too.
Yeah.
So that creates more stress.
So it's kind of like a whole negativity circle that you kind of like surround yourself within yourself.
Definitely, yeah. And even, believe it or not, even happy events can cause stress. You know, getting married can be very stressful.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Getting a new job. So even, you know, positive or negative events can cause stress. You know, basically your immune system goes down, you get sicker more often.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're suffering from stress. That's the killer in our society. So we need to find some ways to relax. And
okay.
That's what we're going to talk about today.
Beautiful, Dr. Avila. I appreciate the fact that you're bringing this on because
yes.
I think like a lot of people only get to rest only when it's a holiday weekend
yes.
and they say, okay, I'm not going to work Monday. Great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you do yourself a favor of kind of like spending some time with yourself, even if it's driving,
mm-hmm.
disconnect yourself from everybody. Don't answer texts.
Mm-hmm.
Just have that moment for yourself and you do it throughout the year. The stress will go down. But in this episode, Dr. Avila is going to bring us on board and give us professional tips on mm-hmm. how you can really do something more drastic and bring that drastic change to
yeah,
your life.
Yeah, because when people talk about relaxation, the relaxation response, you know, lowering your heart rate, your blood pressure, you know, basically clearing your mind. You know, you don't realize that it can actually improve your performance. You know,
mm-hmm.
many times people are rushing around trying to do everything, but you know, you should realize you can do more, accomplish more if you're relaxed. They did a study in Stanford University with basketball players,
mm-hmm.
and they had them take 10 hours a night of sleep, and they actually improved their shooting percentage by 9%, almost 10%. Just by having that extra relaxation, that extra rest.
Nice.
There was another consultant who was hired by a big company that was going bankrupt, and you know they paid him a lot of money to mm-hmm. turn it around. They're losing millions. The first thing he did is he booked a one-way ticket to Hawaii, laid on the beach for the whole week, and didn't answer any calls.
Oh, really?
The company was going, Craig, what are you doing? You know, we hired you to change our company. You know,
you're the solution, man.
You're the solution. He says, the bigger the problem, the more I need to relax.
So
he actually took the time out to settle his mind. He came back and turned the company around and helped them save millions
wow.
because of that idea. So think about that. You know, it goes against our natural inclination, right? We want to rush. We want to do more. The key is to do less in the right way and learn how to relax. You know, let's try it right now, Najin. Let's say
okay.
we're going to give it to our audience. Everyone, close your eyes at home.
Okay, let's close our eyes.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Okay, visualize, Najin, you're in a very beautiful place. It could be a beach, a mountain, lake.
Mm.
Tell me where you are right now.
I'm in a beach. It's a house, and it's right by the ocean. It's a mm-hmm. private beach house. Newport Beach.
Okay. And what are the sights you see? What are the colors you see there?
In front, there's a White House. And on the right side, there's another White House combined with green.
And what are the sounds that you hear?
I hear the seagulls passing by.
And any smells, odors?
It smells like fish because it's kind of like midday, transitioning from morning to midday.
Okay. And what are your emotions? What are you feeling right now in this beautiful place?
I feel calm. I feel like I'm riding the wave that is in front of me, and it's a light wave because it's like residential area. So I just feel it just riding and feeling
okay.
really good.
Okay, great. Now open mm-hmm. your eyes, Najin. You just meditated, Najin,
That's meditation? That's
meditation. It took you 3 minutes, okay? And you did it. How do you feel? How do you feel right now?
I feel good, but you know what? I had never had the experience of somebody guide me through an experience like this. And yes. Wow, I gained my energy back, and I'm connected with myself.
Yeah, it's a guided imagery and meditation. So basically, you can do it at home, right? You guys can sit down, you know, 5 or 10 minutes a day, visualize a beautiful place, close your eyes, you can put music on, and just see yourself and look at the sights, the sounds, the smells, and the emotion. You know, it can really rejuvenate you, right? It gives you that new energy.
You know what, Dr. Avila? You just made me feel so good inside that I think we should open up every podcast from now on with the meditation moment.
Good point. I like that.
We meditate before we open our episodes, and we all get on the same frequency.
I think so, yeah, because, you know, that relaxation, that calmness can open our mind, right? And people are more creative when they're relaxed.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you some secrets now. We're going to get into some really interesting things.
Can you hear the airplane outside? We have the door open to the studio because we want to capture everything today. Exactly. We're open to the environment.
But yeah, but even that airplane kind of goes in the point that, you know, we need to have more nature in our lives. You know, nature is an amazing healing force, and it's an amazing force for relaxation.
And it's ironic, Dr. Avila. For instance, right here in California, we have everything. We have the beach. We have the desert. We have everything so close to each other. Yet we hardly go out to it.
Exactly. People are on the freeway. They're in their cars. You know, like we said, they're, you know, on their tablets, on their phones. But, you know, to actually go outside. Now, they've done studies, and this is amazing, that if you leave even half a mile from green space, you're going to have less depression, less cancer, and less heart disease. Wow. Just living half a mile from, you know, any kind of green, you know, trees and things like that. Even if you don't go there, I mean, you might not even go to exercise in the park, just having that environment around you.
The nature aspect.
Yes, can make a lot of differences. There's actually chemicals released by plants that can actually kill cancer cells.
What?
And reduce blood pressure, these certain kind of chemicals.
That's so interesting. You know what? I do gardening, Dr. Avila. I'm getting into it because it makes me feel good to be active. And at the end of the day, looking at the product and saying, okay, I did it. Yes. I haven't done it lately because I've had a hectic schedule.
Right.
But the idea behind it, I didn't know that it had those particles being released into the environment.
Yeah,
you know?
Certain chemicals through the trees. Also, the ions, you know, in the beach air, you know, actually can relax, can increase serotonin, which is a feel-good chemical, and increase circulation. So there's actually a lot of chemical aspects of being in nature that, you know, we don't really realize. Even the studies in prison, where they had prison people in what's called the green room, where they exercise to nature videos, and actually they become calmer and more orderly as a result, just by exercising in that nature video kind of environment.
Crazy.
So it's amazing. Yeah. So those are the little things that can happen. You know, it can, you know, lower your blood pressure and things like that. So there's some tips. I want to give you guys some tips, you know, things you can do, you know, to, you know, basically use nature as your aid to healing.
Good.
Number one, you know, go out and spend 20 minutes a day outside somewhere. You know, maybe it could be a park, maybe even your own backyard. People often forget they have a backyard.
They forget. Yeah, I do. I have a backyard.
Yeah, but nice one, actually. You know, very green, right? Oh, how often do you take your shoes off and walk in the grass?
Man. Only on weekends, on Saturdays when I get up early.
Right, special times. But, you know, that actually can lower what your cortisol, which is the stress hormone.
Uh-huh.
And also it can reduce inflammation just walking in grass. Really? You know, inflammation is often involved in cancer and heart disease and a lot of things. So they can reduce that, you know, just doing that little exercise, walking in a green area.
Being connected to nature. A lot of people say, like, people that do meditation, I've heard them say that you collect the earth's basic energy that it's been also absorbed from the sun's rays.
Definitely, you know, the sun has vitamin D also that can be useful as well. And the thing is that people forget this, that we were created and raised in a natural environment, right? You know, 2,000 of years ago, and we're nature people, right? But then over time, right, we become civilized, right? You know, we have cities, so we lost touch with that. When you go back to nature, you gain a calmness, right? You gain kind of a peacefulness. Yeah. As if you get in touch with your roots.
That's true.
This is who you really are, right? And that's important in our society.
That's kind of how I feel, Dr. Avila, literally when I go to Mexico, because it's kind of like going back in time. It's not so advanced where I'm from. It's like a small ranch, but it's all full of mountains, greens. And it is true. I mean, being out in nature, I like to feel the dirt. I like to smell the dirt when it rains because it just feels like uplifting.
Definitely. And even manure sometimes, right?
Manure too.
So there are a lot of interesting things out there. But nature does have that healing quality. You know, people forget that. You know, even little things, having a plant in a hospital actually improves recovery. People have shorter stays in hospitals when they have a plant in the room. You know, it also increases.
Is it because also, like you said, it releases ions, but at the same time, it gives the person the idea that something alive is there next to you and it's life.
Definitely, yeah, exactly. It cures that mentality, you know, the poor me mentality, right? You know, look at me, I'm suffering. So it changes your negative self-talk. You know, there's something green, something growing in my room. Same thing in the windows. If you have a window view of green, that's actually going to improve your performance in school, they have done in school, and also recover in hospitals too. So just having a room with a view.
Nice. Right?
Just that by itself, you know, like people often talk about living by the ocean and all that.
Yeah.
It can make a huge effect. Really? Psychologically and physically, you know, that you can see that, you know, that's that visual thing.
So if you have a picture of like a whatever, you know, a beach setting, something in nature, that helps you out. And if you're in an office setting, you can just have a small little plant, right?
A small little plant, yeah, that can do it, you know, just to change that persona that you have, right? You know, go back to nature, the natural side. You can even get an application app where you can learn about birds and stars. You can start to, you know, be bird watcher or watch the stars, right?
That's also using technology for the good use, you know?
Definitely, yeah, because, you know, you're learning about a natural perspective and also you're studying something different and it changes your perspective. Moonlight, right? You know, walking in the moonlight.
Have you ever gone to the beach, Dr. Avila, at night and then walk through it and like kind of try to do scribbles on the sand? When it's full moon, I've done it before.
Yes.
The actual rays that are emitted from the, or whatever it is, the light that comes from the moon, it reflects back from the particles of the sand.
Yes.
And it looks so beautiful. It looks like you're riding with neon lights.
Definitely. Some people have romance on the sand, right? You know, they make love and all that, you know.
I've seen it a couple of times that I've gone.
But, you know, it's a very beautiful place. And also, there should be a being, you know, even taking an ocean bath can be very healing.
Really?
You know, some people use Epsom salt. Have you tried this in your bath?
Oh,
you know, it's kind
of
healing properties.
Yeah.
But you can do it in natural salt water, right? So you can go to the bath in the ocean and take that as well.
You know what I heard, going a little bit on the sideline of the topic, that the ocean has those healing properties. And there was a gentleman back in the 1800s that created the experiment that through salt water, they were able to heal a lot of people because salt water represents the womb, the womb inside a mom's body that also is made out of salt water. When we cry, we cry salty water. So that's our nature. Going back to it, your body kind of like assembles itself and remembers through the DNA where it comes from to the perfect state.
Yeah, let's go back to the other, you know, we do come from nature, right? You know, we come from the earth, you know? So there is that reconnection, right? That reharmony that we need to have. Reading or studying outside as well. You know, people who are students or even reading a book, you know, you can do this outside. You know, your backyard, go to the park. You know, basically step out of the house, you know, just something very simple. Sip a little bit of tea, you know, and just have a wonderful afternoon.
You know what? I remember you took me back. That's why I took that big breath because I remember going back to my college days. That's what I would do. I would sit in the middle of campus in the grass and just read. And it went by so quickly, but so enjoyable.
Exactly. Wasn't that relaxing? You know, it's very absorbing too. It's called gentle fascination when you're in nature. Because basically it's gentle on your eyes, right? To see the green grass, you know, it's very soft. And you become fascinated, right? You become absorbed in it. So you lose track of your monkey mind. You know, in the East philosophy, we talk about the, you know, the monkey, right? The the chattery monkey that's always thinking about what I got to do and this tomorrow, the bills. So when you're in nature, that all diminishes, right? Because you're absorbed in a very fascinated way, in a soft way.
Right.
There's no rush, right? There's no traffic. There's not a lot of noise. It's just very natural. So you can get to that positive state, very relaxing.
It's beautiful. Out here in my house where we're doing this podcast, I have some wind chimes, and that's why I left it open. You can hear them right now. Like, I love that noise. I love sitting here when I have the chance and doing breakfast and listening to nature sounds. It is very smooth.
Yeah, it's very relaxing. You know, the meditation that you do, right, putting yourself in that moment, right, that energy of the nature. Taking a retreat, Nachin. This is something we probably could do with some of our listeners at some point, you know, have a little retreat, right, where we talk and give
a little lecture. Get away.
Yeah, Big Bear, you know, something like that. You know, it's very relaxing. You know, go for a weekend or for a few days. Just rejuvenate your mind and soul. That's very positive.
You just gave me an idea, Dr. Avila. Yes. Let me write it down. Keep on the topic.
Perfect. Yeah, the retreat.
Retreat. Let me write that here.
Exactly. Love University Retreat. Okay.
Exactly. We got to put those ideas into effect.
Exactly. Love included and also a good meal, right?
Exactly. That's delicious. a good way. I love it. You know what? Honestly, like we try to, being honest in this matter, we try to talk to people and to, you know what, let's do things together and blah, blah. But we realize that a lot of people are in their own world. And the purpose of Love University is that we're not trying to shove it down your throat, but we're just inviting you to think differently and be a better person. That's our token for society that we feel we get back. And when we're trying to do these events, it's not for a profit. We're going to create we're in the process of creating our nonprofit that's going to help out youth to go into higher education and create different role models.
Yes.
And every penny that's going to come from our retreats, it's going to be given back to kids, because what we believe in is creating this good energy source back and forth. You know,
it's a cycle, right? You know, we put out in the universe positive energy, loving energy, and that comes back. You know, that's the whole premise of Love University. The other thing we talk about is eating nature.
Okay.
You know, now, I know you're very good at those kind of things, right? You love your garden, right?
Yeah.
In my backyard, I have some fruits, mangoes, and things like that.
I have guavas. I'm going to give you some so you can take home.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
So, you know, eating nature, planting your own fruits. And believe it or not, in the Genesis, the Testament, they said, I give every green plant for all creatures.
Wow. Okay. So everything that we need is out there.
Exactly. Even the Creator said from the beginning, right? I'm going to give you everything you need in plants, in green plants.
And it's so good. And Dr. Avila, lately, like in the last month, I started a different diet and I started reducing the other things that I knew were not good for me and they were just making me feel bad. And I started turning more into plants.
Yes.
And I'm not a big plant eater, but honestly, when I eat it, I feel like I'm a different person.
Yeah, it's refreshment, right? You know, you're eating nature, right? Nature is not part of you. It's entering your body, your system.
It's not something processed.
Exactly. You know, so it's natural. And the other thing is that, you know, nature can have a spiritual component. There's actually, believe it or not, a new trend called forest therapy. It comes from Japan. It's called Shinrin Yoku. And what it means is that you go out to the forest, right? And you eat of the forest, right? You know, spiritually, right? You know, you connect with the forest. You connect with the nature. It's a beautiful thing. They even talk about the four elements. For example, earth is groundedness. Fire is transformation. You know, air is harmony, right? All them together. And water is receptivity, flow. So what you do is when you see nature, you can see all four elements, and then you become part of that, right? You kind of become balanced where you have the same idea, right? You know, you can be fire at times, right? You can be soft, you know, you can flow. So that's the beauty part of it. So it becomes a spiritual experience.
And you become an element, just the element that you're in front of. You can just convert yourself into it instead of just being the idea that society has set on you, like saying, I'm a worker, I'm this, I'm that. You're a soul. You're a person that walks. And sometimes you just have to get away from that costume and that mask that you wear and be true to yourself.
Right, because, you know, we forget ourselves. We forget our bodies, you know. We're always in our minds, you know. So many times we forget that we are walking creatures, right? You know, that's an amazing thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's a great philosopher that said, it's not amazing to walk on air. It's amazing to walk on earth and be fully aware of it.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, that's the amazing thing because, you know, we are alive, right? We're aware. But only when you're in nature do you really become alive in some ways, right? Because you see everything flowing, right? The whole natural circumstance.
And the beauty about nature is that it flows on its own. And that's the thing that you got to see, that if you trust the process, you're going to flow on your own because every element is going to conspire to give you that. And like a bird, a bird does not worry about where it's going to get food. It knows that it's going to be there.
Exactly.
But when you live in a life of not having abundance in your life, you live in that set of mind. So open yourself to being grounded. Like one thing that I like and that it finally made sense in my later years was when people used to say, walk with your feet planted on the ground. Now I understand the meaning because if you plant yourself from the ground up, it's like a house. You're going to have a solid foundation.
Right.
That energy is going to flow from your toes all the way to your mind.
Definitely.
And everything's going to be congruent.
That's it. You're becoming a natural guy today. Look at the way you're talking.
Dr. Avila, it's all for the retreat, Love University retreat.
Okay, we're going to have a lot of fun. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of wonderful things that we can do.
You see, because don't make me meditate because I'll go crazy.
Yeah, you're in tune with the nature. But you're right. You know, being grounded, you know, sprouting, you know, like a tree, right? Trees can, you know, live a long time, right? You know, they have that foundation. So we need to start with that basis, right? You know, find what is our natural talent, right? We say in Spanish, don,, which is, you know, God-given talent, and then express it, right? Let it grow. And, you know, get out of our heads, right? And into our bodies, into our souls. So this is our first task for this week to do that, right? So do your meditation routine this week. Your 5 to 10 minutes a day. And also listeners can do the same.
You know what? This is the first time that I enjoyed meditation because I've taken courses in meditation through yoga. And the take that they would give me back then was that, okay, close your eyes, and the idea of meditation is to disconnect yourself from the conditioning of society, you know, sounds, effects, everything's transmitted through your senses. But I never thought of meditation, instead of just like kind of like disfocusing, using it as a vehicle to focus on another state of mind that you want to be in by starting with the nature picture in your mind, and from there building it on your own and only adding the things that you want. It's like your perfect meal, but for your mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, and the other idea...
Wow. Somebody's closing the...
Speaking of not nature.
Yeah, not nature. The crazy roommate.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is there's something beautiful called walking meditation, where you can actually walk on a day-by-day basis, and that is your meditation, right? Yeah. You're fully aware of yourself going under that door, for example. Uh-huh. You see yourself opening the door. You see yourself going in nature and walking. That's, being in the moment. And that is a true meditation. It can take you 5-10 minutes. It doesn't have to be an hour or 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Just start with 5 or 10 minutes a day. Visualize that nature scene, right? Put yourself, see the greenness, the blue. Very important to see the colors.
Okay.
Right? Very important to smell. Very important to the sounds, right? What are the sounds? Put yourself in the sensory mode in your mind and actually become that nature. And then what you can do is actually go to the nature, right? Uh-huh. You might be surprised. You might actually go to the same place you were visualizing. You didn't know where it was. Right?
But you had traveled with your mind and you called it, and the universe told you, come over, it's here.
That could happen. Yeah, happened to a lot of people. Wow, wait a minute. This, the term deja vu.
Yeah.
Where I've been there before, I've seen this before.
That's happened to me a lot of times. Yeah,
definitely. So that could be the same idea. You plan it first in your head, visualization, and then you go to that place, and then it's amazing.
Nice. Yeah,
so that's beautiful,
Ooh, I visualize us partying in a yacht one day, Dr. Avila.
I thought you would say that,
It's out in nature, right?
Yeah, nature, champagne or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. But, law of attraction and other, ideas people talk about, have similar things in common. I mean, you have to set it in your mind first, right? You have to visualize. Yeah. It has to become vivid, and then it can become reality.
Definitely. Well, Dr. Avila, another great episode. I thank you so much for always giving us nothing but meat and no fat in the bone.
The way you said that sounds like very appetizing. That's good lunchtime.
Let's go get a steak.
Yeah, exactly. But we definitely want to give people good knowledge, wisdom and information. Because sometimes you hear things that, are superficial and, like a lot of excess things. But we like to get to the point.
Yeah.
Which is really transforming yourself, right? Loving yourself, others, and a higher power. And the idea of loving and putting the energy out there, and then it will come back to you in many different ways.
Yeah.
And that's what nature is, right? Nature is not forcing things. Nature is not pressing. Nature is letting it happen. Let it come to you
naturally, as they say, organically.
Naturally, right?
So, natural.
Yeah. So there we go. So let's do some nature this week, and Love University will invite you at some point to come with us.
Definitely. Thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoyed our episode.
Until next time.